أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد همت به وهم بها لولا أن رأى برهان ربه كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين. In the ayat that we discussed previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the evil intentions of the wife of the Aziz, Zulaykha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of Yusuf alayhi salam's reaction to the invitation that she had given him. He sought protection in Allah, and he reminded her and himself of the Aziz and his kindness and hospitality towards them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say in ayah number 24 of Surah Yusuf, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but she had a very strong desire for him. No matter what he said to her, she was lost in her desire. And we spoke about the shahwa and the aqal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed insan with aqal, the ability to apply his mind and his intellect and to think. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also placed within him shahwa, the innate desire and base inclination towards doing something. When one overpowers the other, and that is when the shahwa overpowers the aqal, one is lost. Then one cannot apply one's mind. So no matter what he said to her, sometimes no matter what you tell a person, but he's lost, in his desires have taken over. And there's no way that he can think correctly. No matter what is put before that person, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. She was lost in her desires. She had a very strong desire for him, and nothing was going to make her change her mind. وَهَمَّ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Yusuf alayhi salam, Hamma biha, ham. He also had an involuntary desire towards her. Now what is ham? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken of ham in the hadith. Ham refers to the tilting and the inclination towards something that is beyond your control. Allah does not take you to task for ham. Sometimes a person just there's a passing thought through the mind, involuntarily. You had no control over it, and it's beyond your control. That is referred to as ham. If it is ham, then it is something beyond your control. It is the tilting of the heart and the inclination of the heart towards something that you have no control over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yusuf alayhi salam experienced ham on that occasion. While she had a strong desire for him, it was intentional, it was not just a passing thought, it was a firm resolution and decision that she had undertaken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, while he on the other hand experienced this form of ham. لَوْلَا أَرْرَآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Had he not seen, Allah says, had he not seen, if it was not for the burhan on that occasion, when this ham passed through the mind, this thought passed through the mind, this tilt and inclination passed through the heart of Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there was a burhan, there was some evidence that he saw from his Rabb that immediately eliminated even that ham that he had experienced. What was that burhan? Mufassirin have given different interpretations. Some say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a vision of Yaqub alayhi salam appear before him miraculously, a vision. He just had this vision of Yaqub alayhi salam admonishing him that Yusuf, do not go ahead with the hum. Do not allow that hum, that involuntary inclination, let it not transform into a decision and a firm resolution to act on that desire. That was one interpretation. The other interpretation of Burhan was that Zulaykha, before she proceeded towards Yusuf alayhi salam, she took a sheet, and there was an idol in the room at the time, and she took the sheet and she cast it over the idol. And Yusuf alayhi salam said to her, what are you doing? She said, this is my God, this is my object of worship. I feel ashamed to carry out the sin in the presence of this object of worship. That is why I've covered it. And on that occasion, Yusuf alayhi salam thought to himself, so that was a burhan. If she's covering her object of worship, what about my Allah, who cannot be veiled from anything? That was the burhan. Another interpretation states that as he looked towards the ceiling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed a verse to appear there before him, which acted as an evidence and as a preventer that stopped him from going ahead with the ham. Kadhalika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how, by showing him the burhan and the evidence, لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَىٰ, this is how we turned away from him, we averted from him the su' and the fahsha. Su' a minor sin, al-fahsha the major sin, an act of indecency. And Allah will turn away. We said yesterday of the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to make, that sometimes a person is in a situation where the environment is so overwhelming, everyone is involved in that sin, it is very easy for him to slip. A person needs to turn to Allah. A person needs to turn to Allah. لِنَصْرِفْ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will avert and move that sin away from a person, so he finds himself in a situation where he does not commit that evil. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly he is from amongst our chosen servants. Yusuf alayhi salam, so she's advancing. There's nothing that's going to make her change her mind. She's definitely going to go ahead with this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. He started running towards the door. Both of them raced each other towards the door. وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرٍ. She grabbed onto his shirt from the back and she tore his shirt from the back. وَأَلْفَيَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ. The moment they arrived at the door opened and both of them found the husband, Al-Aziz, standing at the door. Imagine the situation and the scene. Yusuf alayhi salam, what a predicament, what a state he must have been in. Now, Mufassirin explained over here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the doors. There was not one door, there were several doors. We spoke of this yesterday. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. There were several doors that she had bolted and that she had locked that led to that area where they were. And Mufassirin explained that as Yusuf alayhi salam approached these doors, Allah allowed these doors to open one by one miraculously. The important thing is he knew the doors are locked. But that was what was within his power. He could do that much. That much he could do. Running from where he was to the door, that much he could do. And the rest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. So if there is, whatever is in your ability, you need to do that. That amount you need to do. So escape from it to the best of your ability and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then make the means for one's safeguarding and protection. So, as they come to the door, and the final door is opened up, and there they find the Sayyid, her husband, her master, standing at the door. Qalat, immediately she realized the situation, and she puts the whole blame onto Yusuf. What does she tell her husband? Ma jaza'u man arada bi ahdika su. What is the punishment of that man who intended to do some evil with your wife? He planned to do some evil with your wife. What's the punishment for him? Illa ayyusjan. There's no other punishment unless that he should be imprisoned. Aw adabun alim. Or he should be tortured with a painful punishment. Qala hiya rawadatni an nafsi. Yusuf alayhi salam immediately came, defended himself. And what did he say? He spoke out. She tried to seduce me. I'm not going to sit here and listen to this accusation being hurled against me. هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Now it was his word against hers and her word against his. So you needed a shahid, you needed a witness, you needed somebody to come and decide who the guilty party is, looking at the circumstantial evidence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. A witness from her family, a person from her family, he testified. And what did he say? إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلْ. If his shirt, let's look at the evidence, if his shirt is torn from the front, again here shirt is being used as evidence. Previously also, the shirt was used and presented as evidence. And here again, when it came to them killing or casting Yusuf alayhi salam into the well, they presented the shirt as evidence. And of course, it contained false blood. Here again, the shirt is being used to prove something. So the witness and the one who decided to adjudicate and act as a hakam, as a judge, and as a ruling power authority between the two of them, he says, look, if the shirt is torn from the front, it had been opened and it had been split from the front, فَصَدَقَتْ, then she is speaking the truth. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, and he is from amongst the liars. It means that he had advanced towards her. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ, but if the shirt is torn from the back, then what does that show? فَكَذَّبَتْ, then she is lying. وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and he is from amongst the truthful ones. May Allah grant us the understanding.